time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone's doing well. Here we are this Saturday before Thanksgiving, at least here in the States. So the stores are packed with people going out and getting food and getting gifts if they exchange gifts. But it's just a wonderful time where people are just enjoying the holidays. And it's a point where people become very grateful and very appreciative of the people they have in their lives, the food they have, the shelter, the jobs. And there are those, unfortunate, that do not experience these things. But what I'd like to talk about today is this power of gratitude. Since we are heading into Thanksgiving and perhaps the holiday season, and just understanding how powerful gratitude is. You know, many of us kind of slip into complacency that we have this entitlement about where we live, at least if we live in the UK, perhaps the United States, Canada, some of these first world nations, if we will. We have so much going for us. We have great healthcare systems. We have jobs, we have food, we have abundance of food. You can go any place and get any type of food you want. And yet we tend to focus on what's not working correctly. We tend to not appreciate those things that we have. And so just like to take this podcast and go over how powerful gratitude can be in our lives when we are truly grateful, not going, yeah, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. It's got to be with this sincerity, with this really deep appreciation of what we have in our lives. Because when we're grateful, gratitude actually attracts what we want. You know, this is the law of attraction, quantum physics, whatever you want to call it. When we are grateful for those blessings in our life, whether it's people, whether it's finances, whether it's food, whether it's our health, when we are grateful for that, we attract more of that into our life. And if you are grateful in the opposite way, complaining about aches and pains in your body, complaining about lack of finances, complaining that you don't have any friends, well, look at your reality. That's exactly what you've got. When we are grateful for those things, when we can really understand how grateful and blessed we are, we will attract more of that into your life. So what is it that you want more of in your life? Start looking for little glimpses of it. We have that. You have health. There is a part of you that is healthy. And when you can find that part of you and be grateful for that part of you, there's a part of you that has money. When you can be grateful for the amount that you have, you'll start to attract more. There are people who listen to you, who will be your friend, who are your friends. And when you appreciate that, you will attract more friends. So gratitude attracts to us what we desire or what we want more of. Gratitude also improves our relationships. When we are grateful for our relationships, grateful for our people, grateful for their contributions, we feel better about them. And that has a deeper bond in that relationship. If we tend to find things that are wrong in our relationships, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's a friendship relationship, but when we start to complain and find the things that are wrong with it, that degrades that relationship, that strains it, because we don't want to be with that person. We don't want to hang out because they're this and this and this. But when we are grateful for that person being in our lives, our relationship with that person will improve, will deepen. And when we can start looking for all the wonderful things, the blessings that that person, again, whether it's romantically or friendship-wise, or even a coworker, when we can find those blessings that that person brings to us in our life and be grateful for that, our relationship to that person will improve, and that relationship from that person to us will improve. And guess what? They will sense that, and then they will start to be grateful for their relationships. And so gratitude also helps improve and deepen our relationships. Gratitude also reduces negativity. Obviously, I mean, if we're focusing on the good things in our life, automatically the, quote, bad things fall away. You know, I have a lot of my clients asking me, how do I stop thinking about the things that are bad? Well, you focus on the things that are good. You don't have to stop focusing on the things that are bad. But by appreciating what is good, automatically those other things fall away. It takes no effort on your part. So many of us are trying to fight what we don't want, and we're fighting it, we're resisting it, we're doing this, when all we have to do is simply be grateful for what we have. Be grateful for the positives in our life, and all of the negatives automatically fall away. It's effortless. We don't have to put any attention into it. We don't have to put any effort. We don't have to even think about it. Just think about how easy and how simple that is when we focus on what is working in our life. Focus when we're grateful for those little blessings, when we're focusing on that, everything else falls away. So we don't have to fight the negative thoughts. We don't have to stop thinking negative thoughts when we focus on what is working. This is a very powerful tool, because we tend to love this struggle of fighting our negative thoughts, and how do I stop thinking this, and how do I stop thinking that? And well, you stop it by focusing on what you want. You know, you could have this pile of crap in your backyard, whatever it is, and there could be a flower blooming out of it. And you go, well, I don't want to see the crap. I don't want to see the crap. I don't want to see the crap. Focus on the flower. If you focus on that flower intently, you will not see the crap. So by focusing and being appreciative and grateful for what is happening, it automatically reduces the negative in your life, the negativity. Gratitude also improves problem solving. Here's what's so wonderful. When we are stressed, when we are under a stressful situation, and this is what happens when we focus on negatives, when we worry, when we wonder what's going to happen, it reduces, it actually, the blood flow in the brain reduces, and it comes more to a focus, right? This is the fight or flight syndrome. When we're underneath stress, we're in this sympathetic nervous system, and automatically the blood stops going to certain parts of the brain because we need to have the survival part more alive, if you will, more blood flowing to it. By doing that, we reduce the resources available to solve problems. By being grateful for the situation and being at peace with it, not that you are accepting it, but being grateful for the situation that it presents to you, you will then open up additional resources in your brain, your mind, in order to solve those problems. And this is just the opposite of what everybody does. We tend to, one, focus on the problem as opposed to the situation and being grateful for the situation and knowing, I'm not saying that we accept it as is. We want to solve it. We want to find some resolution to it, but we don't do it by being pissed at it, by being angry at it, by being annoyed by it. When we can be grateful for the situation, this gets back to a podcast I talked about a while ago, great growth mindset versus fixed mindset. Fixed mindset people see problems as problems. They just hate them. They don't want to deal with them. Growth mindset people look at problems as opportunities to learn. So when you can look at your situation as an opportunity to learn and be grateful for it, you will improve your problem-solving skills. And this goes into also gratitude helps us learn. When we can have this growth mindset, if you will, and be grateful for everything that's happening, we then open up additional resources to learn. And when we learn, we have more resources available to solve other problems as they come up. The thing is, when we have more resources in our brain, that is when we connect more nerve endings in our brain and neural connections in our brain, these are additional resources. These are additional real estate in our brain that is activated. And so the more we can be grateful for the situations, the more we can solve problems, the more we will have those resources available. If we continue to just look at the problems and fret about them, or even just find, just take direction, just take straight direction and not think and not become creative. If we ask a friend, do something, you know, what should I do about this? And they say, do it this way, and you do it that way, you haven't learned anything. Although the friend has great intentions, it would be worth considering the input, but by all means, I would suggest being grateful for that situation and relaxing with it and asking for more solutions. See, when we're grateful, we can relax. And when we can relax, we can communicate with our unconscious mind. And our unconscious mind is the connection between us and the infinite intelligence. And infinite intelligence has all the answers for us. If we are uptight and stressed, we cut off the communication from our conscious mind to the unconscious mind, so we can't get those answers. When we are grateful for the situation, we can relax. We can then command our unconscious mind to deliver us answers. And then we just relax and be grateful for the opportunity of communicating. Be grateful that we know the answer is there, and be grateful that the answer is coming to us. And so gratitude has all this, right? It attracts what we want. It improves our relationships. It reduces negativity. It improves our problem-solving skills. And as we do that, it also helps us learn. So gratitude is just a powerful, powerful feeling, emotion that can just benefit you in so many ways. So what I'd like you to do, here are three things that you can do right now. I'd like you to make a list of five things you are grateful for right now. Five things. You can do it in your mind, but I would say write them down. Write these down right now. As you're listening to it, just write them down. Pull off to the side of the road if you're listening to this in your car. Write down five things you are grateful for right now. Now, throughout the day, reflect on this list, especially right now. If reflect on this list and allow yourself to feel good about these things. Feel how great it is to have these five things in your life. It's just really, really get into that. Wow, this is so wonderful, wonderful. And think of it from your own perspective. Like, wow, how has your life been blessed by having these five things in it? And then if there's a person you can think of that shows your appreciation, so if there's a person that you're really appreciative for, that you're grateful for in your life, send them a text, call them, send them an email. Even if you haven't talked to that person in a while, if they have affected you in a positive way, just send a note saying, hey, just want to thank you for all that you've done. Was thinking about you, appreciate you being in my life. Do this to a person. Today. These are three things you can do right now. My suggestion, my challenge to you is do these things every single day for the next 30 days, preferably to the end of the year, because we're in the almost at the end of November. And if you did this, if you found five things that you're grateful for every single day, reflected on it, found one person that you're grateful for and sent them a text, sent them a note, sent them a card, sent them something, and you did that for the next 30 days, you will be amazed at how your life will change. It will absolutely turn around. You will be amazed at it. So that's gratitude for you. I meant that in a very sincere way. Gratitude really does help out a lot. So if you liked the podcast, if you liked this topic, if you enjoyed what you've been hearing so far, please let me know. If you would like me to cover another topic or topics, please let me know. You can do this by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.